You might not expect a serious conversation about Native American issues to include jokes about the Trail of Tears. But as Allison Herrera reports for Invisible Nations, one comedy troupe is using humor to tackle some of the most pressing tribal issues, and nothing is off limits.
It's a packed house at the Gilcrease Indian Art Museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But the lines aren't snaking around the building for the Rick Bartow exhibition or rare Southwest Indian pottery. They're here for the 1491s, the Take No Prisoners Indian Comedy Act that uses videos, improv, and sketch comedy to wield the sword of Native humor in sometimes painful ways. Sterling Harjo, a filmmaker from Holdenville, Oklahoma, explains that the group's power rests on playing to their audience.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's to make Native people laugh. There's not a lot of Native people on TV. There's not a lot of Native humor on TV. You know, people don't know the rhythm and the humor that Natives have. I mean, it's like watching The British Office for the first time. I think the first episode, you're kind of taken aback. But then once you get the rhythm of that kind of British humor, it becomes one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
This five-member comedy group began 7 years ago when they made a video spoofing the Twilight movie series called New Moon Wolfpack Auditions. Today, they're in hot demand, selling out venues ranging from art museums to restaurants. They even had a spot on The Daily Show.
We're not mascots.
It's a dictionary-defined racial slur.
Yeah, but that's according to what?
The dictionary.
One of their first shows was at the University of North Dakota, right after they got rid of their Fighting Sioux mascot. In the skit, 1491 member Dallas Goldtooth plays a mascot activist, but there's a twist, as Bobby Wilson, one of the 1491 members, explains.
And his big secret that he has to reveal to his brother is that he's the mascot. And there's a moment where he pulls his shirt off and underneath it is the Fighting Sioux logo. And the crowd reaction was just priceless. Like, I just want to like turn it into seasoning and put it on my food. It was just delicious.
What did they do?
The ones in the front were all Indian and they were like, yeah, like flipping out. And then you also heard some, it was just this, it was every emotion possible.
Fast forward to today and you'll hear laughs and cheers erupt during a skit about a dating game where members act out Native male stereotypes.
Suitor number two is a professional powwow singer and dancer. He also is an avid hunter and proud father of six, and only drinks on the weekends.
Then there are some videos where the subject matter is so serious you can't even believe you're laughing, like the video Cherokee. It's actually a music video the 1491s made for a real song recorded by Swedish heavy metal band Europe in 1987. In the short, members headbang and perform dramatic air guitar. There's a few scenes of Indian actors walking along the Trail of Tears, while a visible Sterling Harjo throws fake snow. The video is meant to mock the song, but you catch yourself wondering whether or not you should be laughing at their antics, given the enormous real-life tragedy. Then, there are some things off-limits. Things that the group won't touch, as 1491 member Migazi Pansino explains.
Victims, though, actually. Yeah, disparaging victims. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference between making a joke about somebody who's, like, a chauvinistic and making a joke about the woman who keeps going back to the chauvinistic. Like, there's a difference between those two, and we toe that line because somebody being in a bad situation, it's not funny.
Sometimes they do get pushback. After a show in Arizona, an audience member took to social media to complain about some of their material, particularly the way they portrayed Navajo men. But complaints aside, their YouTube channel has more than 34,000 subscribers, and more projects are in the works. Sterling Harjo is writing a feature-length film all about the 1491s, which should be in production next year. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.
To see videos of the 1491s and learn more about their work, go to kosu.org. Invisible Nations is produced by Allison Herrera and brought to you by KOSU and Finding America, a national initiative produced by AIR, the Association of Independents and Radio Incorporated, and with financial support from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, the Winecott Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts.